EPA chief makes a return trip. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News, visiting East Palestine, Ohio, and drinking tap water while reassuring residents after this month's toxic train derailment.
We feel very confident. I feel very confident in the technology that we've deployed. We've deployed aircraft. We have mobile vans circling the community.
Administrator Michael Regan also ordering Norfolk Southern to foot the bill for cleanup, which the railroad says it's already doing. President Biden says the U.S. and NATO will keep standing with Ukraine and against Russia's aggression.
Autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no. No, you will not take my country. No, you will not take my freedom. No, you will not take my future.
The president speaking in Poland a day after visiting Ukraine, also rejecting a claim by Russia's president that he's in Ukraine to defend his country from the West. President Putin also says he'll suspend the last remaining nuclear treaty with the U.S., the NATO chief, urging Putin to reconsider that. Lawyers for the family of Malcolm X are putting the FBI, CIA, and New York City and state on notice. They face a $100 million wrongful death lawsuit.
One of the most important reasons it gives Malcolm's daughters an opportunity to seek legal redress. Finally.
Attorney Benjamin Crump accusing government agencies of fraudulently concealing evidence based on a settlement paid over wrongful convictions. In 2021, a New York Supreme Court judge exonerated two of the three men convicted of killing the activist. A third man admitted to the shooting. A sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 696 points at the bell. The NASDAQ and the S&P also dropping more than 2%. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The highest-ranking Mexican official ever tried in the U.S. is found guilty on all counts in a drug trafficking case.
Officials say Genaro Garcia Luna was supposed to be investigating the Mexican drug cartels for years, but was really working for them. Luna served as the head of Mexico's FBI for 4 years and was also in the Mexican president's cabinet for 6 years, overseeing this fight on the war on drugs, but was really taking millions of dollars from Mexico's biggest crime group, the Sinaloa cartel, run by El Chapo, giving those cartel bosses key information on their rivals to help them out, and also working to ensure that their large cocaine shipments were not confiscated.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. The defense argued the charges were based on lies from criminals. The jury's verdict coming ashore short time ago after 3 days of deliberations. The Mormon Church and its financial management company agree to pay millions to settle allegations of covering up billions.
The Securities and Exchange Commission charges Ensign Peak Advisors Incorporated, a nonprofit entity operated by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for failing to file forms that would have disclosed the church's equity investments, filing forms for shell companies that obscured the church's portfolio, and misstating its control over the church's investment decisions. Alleging from 1997 to 2019, it created 13 shell LLCs in an attempt to hide the church's portfolio, which grew to approximately $32 billion by 2018, doing so with the church's approval.
Fox says Christine Goodwin, the church, agrees to pay a $1 million penalty, with Ensign Peak paying $4 million. Basketball star Brittney Griner has a new contract with the Phoenix Mercury, officially returning to the team a few months after returning to U.S. soil in a prisoner swap that ended 10 months in Russian custody. The Mercury GM calling today's contract announcement a special day for all of us. Recapping the sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow drops 697. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.